News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is to fast-track business, legal and tax reforms to align with international best practices as part of efforts to spur inclusive and sustained growth. He says the Special Economic Zone, SEZ, is one of the initiatives implemented to signal Jamaica's commitment to being internationally compliant. A special economic zone is an area where businesses can operate for export and increase foreign exchange earnings. New and existing businesses will qualify for the SEZ based on their generation of exports and foreign exchange earnings.
The charge to the authority is that you must remain faithful to the principles that are set out in government policy and the principles in the legislation itself governs the free zone. And I will be looking very carefully at what is approved and what is given benefits under the free zone to make sure that they comply.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the recently held Minister of Economic Growth and Job Creation retreat. The government has started discussions with petroleum marketing companies and other players within the industry regarding compensation for motorists who were affected by contaminated gas last year. This was disclosed by Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley in a statement to the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Dr. Wheatley says while the final report on the contaminated petroleum faulted no particular entity or individual, the government supports the position of compensation.
The results of the analysis came back inconclusive as to the cause of the contaminant and also to lay blame with any particular party. But I must add though that the Consumer Affairs Commission was a part of the PTRC, and one of the recommendations coming out of this particular deliberation was for compensation.
The figure calculated by the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC, was $60 million. Cabinet has given approval for the government to enter into a contract with China Harbour Engineering Company Limited (CHEC) to undertake the Southern Coastal Highway Improvement Project following a change in the specifications. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid made the announcement during Wednesday's post-cabinet media briefing at Jamaica House. Senator Reid says the sum for the project being facilitated through the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation has also been revised to $384 million. Earlier this year, the government allocated $40 million in the 2016-2017 estimates of expenditure to begin preparatory work on the project. The provision was earmarked to undertake surveys to identify parcels of land to be acquired for road works, an environmental impact assessment, EIA, and for any review of designs. And agricultural production in Jamaica has recorded tremendous growth over the last two quarters. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson, says the increase is attributed to a major shift in the mode of operation between the government and farmers.
The last quarter up to June, we had an increase over last year of 13.5% in production. I understand that the figures coming out for the end of September is about 13.9% increase over last year for that quarter.
Mr. Hutchinson was addressing a recent meeting of members of the Civil Benevolent Society Production and Marketing Organization, PMO, in St. Anne. He says the government is facilitating more benefits and support reaching farmers directly through groups such as the production and marketing organizations and benevolent societies. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office islandwide for entry forms.